today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
If any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him what? First, it's not preached in this generation. I don't have to give up nothing. He gonna take everything I have and I'm gonna give it to him, or he can leave it. Take it or leave it, God. No, if any man will come after me, he must say yes. He must deny self. That's hard, man. Take up his cross and drag it.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Yes. Today, Bishop will be teaching from the 42nd Psalm, verses 1 through 8.
There is night and day in the life of every believer, not just the 24-hour lifespan or cycle within a day. 12 hours basically night, 12 hours basically day. But you have day and night as you work with God and as you walk with him for years. You have day and night seasons. He shows his loving kindness during your day. It's easy to see it. It's easy to see the loving kindness while you're awake and you're happy and you're going through great things and you're joyful. But there also is a night season when you walk with God. And it's more difficult to say yes when you're in your night season. So I want to know, is it a.m. or p.m.? That's what you need to ask yourself. Am I in an a.m. moment or a p.m. moment? And in the night, the scripture says in verse 8, his song shall be with me. Loving kindness will walk with me. Goodness and mercy will follow me in the a.m. and part of the p.m. But in the part of the p.m. and then turning into a.m., it must be his song that accompanies me. That's all on the inside. This is not someone singing to me. This is before they had CDs and MP3s. This is a song in your heart. Glory to God. This is something deep down inside of you that says, go for it and yes to the Lord. Don't you quit. Keep moving forward because God is with you. There must be a mantra. There must be a song. There must be a melody in your heart that keeps you putting one foot ahead of each other until he makes all things beautiful in his time. What is your mantra when no one else is around? What is the heart string that if God strums it, it will make you line up? What is the melody that when he pulls the string, it makes you shift? Thank you, Lord. It will require, the song is what it is that will take you through your night seasons. Glory to God. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he heard my cry. And he pulled me up out of the muck in the miry clay, and set my foot on the rock and established my going and put a new song in my mouth, even the song of deliverance. Glory to God. God is about to show you his plan. God is about to take you into a place of deliverance. God is about to rebuke the enemy that's been watching you. God is about to take the enemy's strategy and dismantle it so you can have a song of deliverance. Thank you, God. And if you would just say yes to the Lord and stick with him, you would see him make it beautiful in his time. Can the church say yes? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's a yes inside of you. So grab your yes and unite your yes with his will for your life. In the early service, I gave an acronym for yes: yield, evaluate, and sobriety. Thank you, Jesus. Sobriety, sobriety, sobriety. Do not be drunk with wine where there is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Right now, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Here's another acronym for YES for the late service. The Y is for yesterday is gone. Thank you, Jesus. One of the problems that we have as believers, we have a vivid memory. We have a vivid memory, and that memory goes with you. It must be redeemed. In other words, you have to take a part of your soul and dip it in the blood. You have to take a part of your soul called memory and dip it in the blood. It must be redeemed or renewed, because memory goes with us. Memory goes with us. Our computers were designed from the abilities that we have as human beings. Imagine your computer being a brain with an operating system. And we have memory. Actually, our phones, the new phones right now, I have several gig of memory. I think it's called gigs. I don't know the terminology, like gig, a gigabyte. I just know I want a lot of it. I don't like the operating system working sluggishly. And the more memory you have, the better you're able to move from app to app, right? But in the natural, the more memory you have, unredeemed, can lock you down. Our memories must be plunged into the blood of Jesus. You got to yield it. You got to say yes to releasing yesterday. For those of you that are coming out of a world, you know you have broken hearts. And where, come on Whitney, where do broken hearts go? Can they even find their way home? Back to the loving arms. Where would your broken heart go if it didn't go to Jesus? Where can it really go and be fixed? They may mask it or put a band-aid on it, but only Jesus can fix the broken heart. And he needs you to bring all of the pieces that were broken and lay them at his feet. Where did you take your broken? Glory to God. The world didn't break me. God broke me. The world tried to break me, but God is the one that broke me. Because when he breaks you, he's not trying to kill you. All he wants you to do is say yes. Thank you, God. I can take the best wild horses out of the Midwest. And if a champion cowboy gets on the back of the horse is going to buck. He's not trying to kill the horse. All he wants the horse to do is stop the bucking and learn how to move with him on his back. And allow the cowboy to determine whether he will go right or left. And for that horse, that's wild. Nobody gonna ride me. That's what that horse is saying. Mare or stallion. Nobody gonna ride me. Yet God requires that cowboy or his spirit to ride until he can go and you calm down. And when he pulled the bit this way, you go that way. And when he pulled the bit this way, you go that way. Until you say yes. The horse is so used to doing what it wants to do, a little weight on his back makes it buck. Just like us and ourselves. Put a little weight. Yet God requires it. I know they told you in Christianity, when you come to Jesus, everything gonna be all right. You better learn how to let him ride you. You want to stay out there in the wilderness so long, he can't trust you until he can ride you. You got all of this strength, all of this horsepower. But we can't use it until you're broken. Nobody's trying to kill you, just stop bucking. If any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him what? First. It's not preached in this generation. I don't have to give up nothing. He's going to take everything I have, and I'm going to give it to him, or he can leave it. Take it or leave it, God. No. If any man will come after me, he must say yes. He must deny self. That's hard, man. Take up his cross and drag it. Drag the cross. That means there's going to be some things you don't like. But my soul say, yes, Lord, yes. To your will and to your way. I say, yes, Lord, yes. Do you have to lose everything before you break? Do you have to lose everything in your life before you say, God, I surrender? I say, no, you don't. Just let yesterday go. The E is for empower. Yes, surrender your yesterday. The E is for empower. Empower. Empower what? Empower eternity that's in you already. Empower your word level. Empower yourself with scripture that you apply. Not just you quote, that you apply. Get the word in you. Hide it. Pack it into you. That you will begin to respond to the word. I remember as a young teenager, I was in the house and my father used to walk around barefoot, and he was changing something in a closet in the hallway, and when he stepped off of the ladder, we used to have a oil can. It had a sharp, long spout, and you could take it like that, stick it into something and squirt it like that, and it would grease whatever you were trying to do with it, like with some WD-40, but it was oil. It was like an oil can, but it was kind of unique. And it was sitting on the floor, and he was barefoot. And when he stepped off of the ladder, he stepped on it, and it went all the way through his foot. All the way. I even saw a little meat on the top of it. But I was watching him. I looked at it, looking at him like this, because he said he was saved. He said he was saved. Now it went all the way through his foot, okay, and came out the top. And he said, ah, Jesus. And that man said, ah, Jesus. Now, if you know, if he had hell in him, he would have said, oh, rack him, sack him, sick him, with him, get him, sack him. I was watching, though. I was watching. And he said, ah, Jesus. And pulled it out. He said, put some oil on it, put a band-aid on it, never went to the hospital. Now, I don't recommend that. If you step on something to go all the way through the top of your foot, you get your to the hospital. But he had faith in God. And out of the abundance of the heart, what? We're living in different times today, man. But my point is, empower yourself with word, and when you're crushed or when you're pressed, word will come out of you. That's your yes. Empower your inner workings with word. And the S, the Y is yesterday is gone, the E is empower, the S is surrender. Surrender. I said yield before, it is surrender. Surrender. Surrender is a little bit more aggressive than yield. It means my will has been exchanged for yours. It's really worship. That's where worship begins. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God that you surrender, that you present yourself unto God. It's not easy, and what I'm preaching is not easy. It's not easy for me. Exchanging my will for the Lord's will is not easy. It's not easy for anybody in the body. I understand that. But I believe we're going somewhere as a church, and I believe that you're on the crest of something powerful and great. Amen. And the Bible says that the darkest hour is just before day. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes, and it gets darker around 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, right before the day comes, day star comes. So joy is coming, and right before joy comes a dark season. Thank you, Lord. Let's share with the early church, David carried 3 anointings, the prophetic, the priestly, and the kingly. And what I'm preaching today comes out of 2 of those anointings. That is the prophetic and the kingly anointing. And that is, the Spirit of God sends out a scepter over our church in this region saying that I decree yes will rise in your soul, in your spirit, greater than any no in your environment. You need to echo that in your spirit. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Yes, Lord. You got to believe that God wants a yes out of you. When you go to work, when you're dealing with anything difficult, just say yes to him and let him worry about the results. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 reads like this, you dear children, you are from God, know where you come from, and have overcome them. What? All of the no's in your life. Because the one who's in you is greater than the one who is in the world. One no can mess your whole week up. One no can mess your week up. The enemy will magnify no's and make it larger than it should be. But remember, greater is he or the yes in you than any no that's in the world. Greater is life in you than death in the world. Greater is fortune in you than poverty in the world. Greater is healing in you than disease in the world. Greater is love in you than any hate that's in the world. Greater is fear out there, but faith in you than any fear that's in the world. Greater is unity, the ability to bring it all together in you than disharmony in the world. Greater is the things of God in you and ministry in you than separatism in the world. Greater is the song of the Lord in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Than any noise that's in the world. Greater is Cana in you, where he turns water into wine. Glory to God. Than any funeral that's in the world. Greater is the fish and the coin that's in the fish's mouth in your life, and what God wants to do to prosper you, than any stuff that's going on in the world. You must say yes to God, and then he will make all things beautiful in his time. You'll never find the coin if you give up and won't say yes. You'll never see water turn to wine if you give up now. You'll never see, hallelujah, God shift the mountain peaks if you don't climb it now. You'll never see provision come up on the other side if you give up when you're coming up on this side. He will meet you with provision on the top. Can somebody say yes? Glory to God. Yes must come from the inside of you and resound and be louder than any no that's in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Preach, Merton. Merton, preach.
you, Jesus.
Better preach, preach, preach it all. Preach, preach. Preach, man. Come on, tell me to preach. Tell me. I'm pouring up in you. I know you got setback, but say yes. I know you're going through hell and our water, but say yes. God say yes. Thank you, Jesus. With yes comes confidence. And being confident of this very thing, he that began the work is faithful to complete it. Don't you say no when God say yes. Man, I feel like a boxer, man. Go over to God. Knocking the devil out. Thank you, Jesus. That's right. We knocking the devil out, right? I like it. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14. It'll be on the screen in a moment. For those, because those who are led by the yes inside, by the Spirit of God, are the sons of God. Those of us that are led by the no's in our world are not led. The Spirit always says Abba and yes. Thank you, God. Look at verse 15. For you did not receive a spirit that makes you a slave again to fear, or bondage, a spirit of bondage, or an orphan spirit. The orphan spirit would say, no, you're not one. You're not involved. You don't belong. But don't listen to the voice of the orphan. Listen to the voice of adoption. Thank you, Jesus. But you receive the spirit of sonship. Even if your biological is messed up, you're still a part of the family. You have received the spirit of sonship, and by him we cry, Abba, Abba Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. The Spirit of God, Holy Ghost, testifies to your human spirit that's deep inside of you, saying yes to God. God is saying yes, and he wants it echoed inside of you. It's right there, verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. I said you are God's child. I say you are God's child. I say you are God's child, and you are the child of God, and you are his son, and you are his daughter. And no orphan spirit will tell you anything different than you listen to it. God has not forsaken you ever. Glory to God. You may feel all alone, but you're not forsaken. You may even be cast down, but you're not destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. Let the yes in you rise. I like verse 16. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Verse 17. Now if we are children, look what he does to it. He said you're an heir. Don't miss your inheritance. The yes will attract the next phase, which is heirship. Now, if you say money is heirship, you're going to miss God. Because if you stick with God, not only will he give you your rightful heirship in the natural, but influence will come with it. And money don't always give you influence. It may give you a license to do what you want. But if you want heirship, you got to stick with God and say yes. Because he'll add influence with it and favor. Thank you, Lord. Man, I see something coming. He says, not only heirs, but heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. Co-heirs, whatever Jesus inherited, we inherit too. Absolutely. If indeed we share in his suffering.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, yes, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-3008. That's reference number 2307-3008.
Awakened women, get ready to stand in faith and grow together at the 2023 Awakened Women's Conference. Resilient, a faith that stands. You will be empowered to embody the virtues of humility, courage, beauty, and intelligence to live free in Christ. Join me Friday, September 22nd and 23rd at Truth Reveal International Ministry. Visit truthreveal.org to register today. You don't want to miss this action-packed event. It's going to be a God encounter.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined Session on Saturday, August 19th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Child care is provided. Trim Nation will hold auditions for announcers to serve as the voice for various on-air and screen broadcasts. Candidates must possess a strong, distinct voice that can enunciate clearly, accurately, and project to a large audience. Strong verbal communication and public speaking skills with the flexibility to attend recording schedules are required. Email trimcompro@gmail.com for more information.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.